From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Robert Mugabe's own ruling ZANU-PF party wants him to step down and plans to hold a rally in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare, on Saturday to make the point. Mugabe has been at the helm since independence from Britain in the 1980s, or since 1980, facing the starkest challenge ever to his rule. The former vice president, Joyce Mujuru, is speaking out about Mugabe's decades-long grip on power.
He has been in the seat for too long, and it's like the office was part of his life. It was like a culture. So to him, it's a huge surprise.
Mugabe made his first public appearance Friday from the military-imposed house arrest, presiding at a university graduation ceremony, with his presidency more in jeopardy. North Korea says it would not hold talks with the United States and South Korea on its nuclear weapons program as long as the two countries continue to hold joint military exercises. The U.S. and South Korea just concluded 4 days of joint naval drills in waters off South Korea's eastern coast, and what the South Korean military described as a clear warning to North Korea. In Washington, State Department officials pushed back, saying U.S. joint military exercises with Asian allies are lawful, longstanding, and defense-oriented, unlike North Korea's unlawful nuclear and ballistic missile programs and testing. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Russia has again vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that would have extended an international probe into chemical weapons use in Syria, just a day after it rejected a similar resolution. Without passage of any extension to the mandate of the Joint Investigative Mechanism, or JIM, expired on Thursday at midnight. After Friday's vote, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the council Russia has no interest in finding common ground with the rest of this council to save the JIM. A Belgian judge made no ruling on Friday on a European arrest warrant issued by Spain for ousted Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont. A spokesman for the Belgian prosecutor explained.
At the hearing of the Brussels Chamber of Council held today, a decision was made to postpone the proceedings to the 4th of December in order to allow a continuance of the proceedings. This decision was made to ensure that all parties involved can prepare and clarify their position regarding the execution of the European arrest warrants.
Madrid issued the warrant for Puigdemont and the four ex-ministers after they fled to Brussels last month and ignored a summons to appear before a Spanish judge claiming they would not get a fair trial. Friday's court appearance was the first hearing in what could become a protracted courtroom battle, with both sides expected to appeal the outcome. Lebanon's Saad Hariri arrived in Paris early Saturday, the latest twist to a bizarre crisis that leaves the onus or credit on France and its young leader Emmanuel Macron to help solve it. Hariri, whose resignation on Saudi TV earlier this month as Lebanon's prime minister sparked turmoil and skepticism. Saudi Arabia recalled its ambassador to Berlin in protest over comments made by the German foreign minister suggesting that Hariri had been held against his will in Riyadh. An extensive search currently going on for a submarine carrying 44 crew members off the southern coast of Argentina. An Argentina Navy spokesman says they have not been able to find or have visual or radar communications with the submarine in the past 48 hours. The San Juan had been returning from a routine mission in Argentina's extreme south to its base at Mar del Plata when it lost contact with Navy command. And Australia's main medical association calling Saturday for the government to allow independent doctors and other health experts to assist more than 400 asylum seekers holed up in the recently closed detention center in Papua New Guinea. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Music Time in Africa.
Hello, welcome to the program. This is the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. I'm Heather Maxwell. Today's playlist is an awesome mix of some of my favorite AFRIMA 2017 nominees. What's AFRIMA? The All Africa Music Awards, of course. It's happening November 10th through 12th in Lagos, Nigeria. I'm bringing you 9 very special tunes and an inside scoop. Nigeria's Channels TV entertainment correspondent Abidemi Dairo joins us by phone from Lagos to talk all about it. Also inside today's show, there's fan mail that comes at the bottom of the hour. And Bill Odidi from Nairobi presents Kaliza Pwani, a hot new compilation album from Kenya's finest music from the coast. Kwame Ofori joins me near the end of the hour, too, to co-present our Song of the Week, Bongam Bom. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Starting off with back-to-back banging tunes by 4 of my favorite AFRIMA 17 nominees. Here's number 1, La Puissance. It's by Mohamed Silla, a.k.a. MHD. The 23-year-old rapper is French with mixed Guinean and Senegalese origin. He made a name for himself in 2016 by publishing a series of clips on YouTube called Afro Trap. The series is shot in his neighborhood, the 19th arrondissement in Paris. And this single, La Puissance, meaning power, has 145 million views on YouTube. It was published less than 1 year ago.
La puissance, que la puissance. J'ai pas connu la défaite depuis mon existence. Gros, je m'en sors bien, suis jamais raculé. Parle en français, parle au cash, je prends tes distances. Ramenez-moi la tête, je reste quand on passe à table. Qu'est-ce que tu me parles dans ta zone, t'es qu'un guetteur. Ceux qui pensent me connaissent, ne me connaissent pas. Moi, t'as toujours redève comme les bacs dans mon secteur. T'es dans la merde, je suis au fond d'un caravane IP. Ce bâtard sont à la dèche. T'es mon adversaire, t'as pas de chance. Tu peux têche, la bouteille à la mer. Où sont les vrais? Ceux qui parlent paix, frappe fort. À la fin de tous les jazz, recueille-toi et laisse-moi en faire. Quand les opposés s'assurent, mon gars, c'est là que les balles se perdent. Rien qu'elles se perdent, et même toi t'es du père. Toujours attendu comme un rayon de soleil. Gros, c'est la puissance, rien que la puissance. Respecte le protocole, gros, y'a pas de secret. La puissance, gros, c'est la puissance. C'est la puissance, la puissance. Gros, c'est la puissance. C'est la puissance, la puissance. Gros, c'est la puissance. C'est la puissance, la puissance. Gros, c'est la puissance. C'est la puissance, ça revient plus fort, je suis toujours le même. C'est moi contre moi, toi tu finis par terre. Mon bigot seul, je suis en mode avion. Pour que j'arrête, faut qu'on me tranche les gaz vocal. Ça blesse, MHD, Afro Trap, partie 7, le projet est dans les bacs. J'ai la grinta, tout est bon, oui, tout est fainé. La moulagueg n'oubliera pas. J'ai rien vu, j'ai rien entendu. J'ai rien dit, mais dis ça, je vous promets. Tu m'attendais, calmaté, j'arrive. 2017, on reprend les hostilités.
Ils ont voulu me boire, pas chance d'y arriver. Seul Dieu pourra m'en protéger. Le chemin est long, j'en compte plus d'amis que d'alliés. J'suis seul, j'ai besoin de personne. M'en prie pour moi, enfin c'est la guerre, il est en temps ou tard.
La puissance, gros c'est la puissance. C'est la puissance, la puissance. Gros c'est la puissance. C'est la puissance, la puissance. Gros c'est la puissance. C'est la puissance, la puissance. Gros c'est la puissance. C'est la puissance.
Was La Puissance by French rapper MHD. This is Heather. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa.
It's Music Time in Africa, y'all.
Wizkid is another AFRIMA nominee, no big surprise, for Artiste of the Year for this song, Come Closer, featuring Drake.
Go outside. Big time forward. The star boy there, so. Came into the game, no one replace me. Me love my energy straight, me no chaser. All of my guys know me all about me paper. Me call me girls all around me, me no chaser. Yeah, star boy call me number one. When me tune drop, the girls they bounce along. Me no let nothing come between me and me paper. So when me come in, I place me on that take up. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
the representative for me city, yo. African boy, me rep my team, yo. Me come clean like me coming on me video. Me come through like a soldier. She give me tea and she pleasing my rosa. She got the keys to my Porsche on my Rover. When Miami living la vida loca, yeah. Yeah, you got the teen, I know. You got the body, I know. You make me sing, I know. You make me sing, I know. Yeah, you got the teen, I know. You got the body, I know. You make me sing, I know. You make me sing, I know.
Jealous people around me, I need to change my life. I just turn colder every time I try. What would I do without you, my Georgie? I don't feel that way with anybody. Tell me your secrets, I'm not messy. Steady it for me, girl, hold steady. I wanna put you in my life. Smell like the tropics, your body look nice. One fuck can't hold me, we gotta go twice. I'm here for you, just tell me what you like. I wanna put you in my life.
Yeah.
Right. Hello. Hello. We're all about the All Africa Music Awards happening this November 12th in Lagos, Nigeria. Iptisen Tiskat is up for Best Female Artiste, Northern Africa. Here she is with Minik Willemi.
Minik Willemi, ma baqish hammi, sidi li ta'athabni li bini w binak sada, la ma njik ma jini, ghir sir w khallini. بكيت لعيني درت في قلبي حدا منك ولا مني ما بقيش هممني سيدي لا تعذبني اللي بيني وبينك سادة لا منجيك ما جيني غير سير وخليني بكيت لعيني درت في قلبي حدا اللي تحب تسيب
We'll be right back.
Cool down here with this gorgeous ballad. Yet another AFRIMA nominee, Amanda Black. Amanda's up for Best Female Artiste, Southern Africa, for this song, Amazulu.
Drifting, I'm drifting away into the darkness.
Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. Okay, hello, lovies. Now it's time to get the inside scoop on the AFRIMA Awards. This is Abidemi Dairo speaking by phone from Lagos.
My name is Abidemi Dairo. I live in Lagos, Southwest Nigeria, and I'm an entertainment correspondent for Channels Television. Thank you very much for inviting me. It's a pleasure being on your show. Lagos has hosted the AFRIMAs for 3 consecutive years, and this is going to be the 4th edition to be hosted in Lagos. And the past 3 editions have been hugely successful. So you can imagine the kind of buzz that will be filling the city at the moment. There are billboards, neon signs everywhere about the AFRIMAs. You could feel it in the air. There are adverts on TV, radio, interviews. The publicity is huge, and it appears like the citizens are also excited, and there is a huge anticipation about the awards in the city.
Next, I ask Dairo how the voting works and if he thinks it's fair.
All right. The AFRIMA categories are first divided into regional categories. Then there's a general category that all artists from across Africa can compete in. First, the regional categories, I know there are judges from different geopolitical zones in the continent, from the pedigree of some of these individuals that are members of the jury. These are people who have been within the music industry for a very long time. Like in Nigeria, you have Olisa Adibua, who's a radio presenter, has worked in a record label, was a manager at Storm at some point. So they have a good understanding about contemporary music, how it works in Africa. Speaking about how fair the results are, we never can judge from the outside because we're not a member of the jury. I've been privileged to visit and observe the judges for a few moments during their exercise. And yes, they appeared like they're, of course, they knew I was there observing. So yes, it appears like they're meticulous. But on the side, when the winners emerges, people kind of agree with them. And the turnout also shows that the stars themselves agree with them. They don't feel hard done. Of course, artists might be disappointed here and there if they don't win, but they still turn up for the next edition. So yes, they keep hope alive. It shows that they probably still have faith and credibility in the process. And it's an event that is also supervised and monitored by the African Union Commission. So yes, you expect it to be credible.
This is Abidemi Dairo speaking by phone with me from Lagos. He's an entertainment correspondent for Nigeria's Channels TV. Here I ask him what AFRIMA winners come away with.
The tangible, I would say, yes, of course, they've got the award plaque, the bragging rights, and the satisfaction of saying, I won this, what my work has been recommended, and people are happy with what I've done. That thing that builds your self-confidence, you say, yes, I think I'm doing the right thing. But if you look at the intangible things, AFRIMA has also provided an opportunity for African artists to meet, mingle, and also experience different cultures, sounds, and music from other people. It provides an opportunity for artists to collaborate. Last year, for instance, an artist, Zainab, from the Republic of Benin, came to Lagos and performed for the first time in the country. Now, Benin is just a few hours drive from Lagos, from Lagos, where she stays in our country, is just a few hours drive from Lagos. And she's been in the country, she's been to Lagos a couple of times, but she has never had the opportunity of having Lagosians listen to her music, of having Nigerians listen to her music. But the AFRIMA provided a platform.
So now you have the inside scoop on AFRIMA. This is Heather Maxwell. It's Music Time in Africa. Here's Msafiri Zawuse featuring the Sauti Band. He's from Tanzania. I met Msafiri in Nairobi once and saw one of his live shows with his family band, and they are amazing on stage. Msafiri is up for Best Artiste Group in African Traditional at the AFRIMA Awards this year. This is Asili Yangu, a track off the 2016 album Tanganyika.
Thank you.
That was Msafiri Zawose and the Sauti Band. Hey, everybody, this is Heather, and now it's time for fan mail. Music time in Africa, you've got mail. Okay, I've got two messages to read for you today. First, this from Yobe State, Nigeria. Hello, Heather. How are you, dear? I really missed MTIA's show, but now I'm back, as usual. Ibrahim Bukar from Damaturu, Yobe State in Nigeria. Ah, glad you're back, Ibrahim. Next, a message and a song from Amazin. Now, quick backstory here. Amazin is a hip-co artist that I met in Liberia in 2016. I was doing research then about music and Ebola. And he's one of the artists who had composed songs to help stop that epidemic. So, Amazin is also an MTIA fan. And he just sent me one of his new songs on Messenger. It's called Inabe Your Chimney. He explains in his message, and I quote here, Chimney actually means enemy. People started naming and shaming their close friends just because they chose different political parties. Then he says, Ina your chimney, but rather your paddy. We're still buddies despite our political differences. Liberia is above all.
For the electricity business of people, then I call a friend. Only way I'm fighting hard to speak to you, but so you're not shaking my hand.
You're not shaking my hand.
And I be your chimney. Let's keep it peace up in minute. Chill, man. Don't tell your fake whole day before you and hot talk on your resemblance. You say my body and my booty. What I will call it, we drag on the team when I spoil it. But you still be my homie. Who will, who don't will bring a jewel, I will walk it. I see plenty of people shifting blame. But everybody can just take the lead. What my destiny show that it won't happen. Hell, I be the woman. Let me put the man up your chimney. When you see me in a push, I am up.
All right, that was fan mail number two from Amazin out of LIB. Thanks for sending your song, Chimney. If you'd like to send your own fan mail or comment on what you've heard in this or previous fan mail segments, here's how.
Get connected to Heather on her Facebook page, Twitter at Music Time Africa, email at musictimeafrica@voanews.com or on blog at voanews.com/musictimeinafrica.
All right, I'm back. And here's Gilad with Angel Uriel, a touching ballad about a young boy's death. Gilad, by the way, is an AFRIMA nominee for Best Artiste in African Rock. He's from Kenya.
be strong. It won't be long. I lit a candle for a child I'd never meet. Flew miles across the world to accept defeat. And I stand here and question my regrets. Yeah, you walked through the streets where you held your baby's hand. Stayed home with his mom, you make your stand. No questions, no regrets. But always remember to breathe. Hold on. Try to be strong. It won't be long until you understand. Just breathe one breath at a time. Hold on, take a step at a time. Be strong, yeah. Won't be long till you see. Oh yeah, these mountains will celebrate you. The Mayans will paint flowers on skulls and light a thousand candles for the angel of San Cristobal.
Hello, music fans. This is Heather Maxwell. For those of you just joining us, today's program features many of my favorite nominees for this year's All Africa Music Awards. Here's Bambino, hailing from Niger. He's up for Best Artiste or Group in African Traditional.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Now, let's get with Bill Odidi in Nairobi. He's got something new for us from the coast of Kenya, Kaliza Pwani.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather Maxwell. Greetings from Nairobi in Kenya. I'm Bill Odidi and I'm playing you today a hot new compilation album featuring various artists from the coast of Kenya. It's called Kaliza Pwani and that is Swahili for the very best rhythms of the coast.
Achimeta we chivala chekini mavazi.
Achimeta chivala chekini mavazi.
Babylon. Siku moja nilikwenda chauringo. Siku moja nilikwenda chauringo. Kamkuta bibi, kampokonya ushanga, kamsumba na mahombo siansia. Siku moja nilikwenda chauringo. Siku moja nilikwenda chauringo. Kamkuta bibi, kampokonya ushanga, kamtumba na mahombo siansia. Msapuwe, nakuhenza be. Msapuwe, nakuhenza be. Siku moja nilikwenda chauringo. Siku moja nilikwenda chauringo. Kamkuta bibi, kampokonya ushanga, kamtumba na mahombo siansia.
I love that. It's called Kaya by Afro Simba Band and it's based on a folk song that mentions the nine tribes that comprise the Mijikenda, which is a community from the coast of Kenya. They shake the waist while dancing to that groove in such unbelievable fashion. That distinctive rhythm from the coast of Kenya is on a new compilation album, Kaliza Pwani, Swahili for the best of the coast. Kombo Chokwe of the band Afro Simba explains why he and other artists decided to do this project.
Kaya ni Rabai.
All of us were from coast and we were like, hey guys, I think we need to do a compilation of our songs for our fans to hear a compilation all of us together. You know, it was also a request from some of the fans. Why don't you guys do something together? I mean, why don't you compile your music? We had to come like, okay, Kaliza Pwani. Then there you can hear very different types of coastarian music. Because myself, I do Mijikenda stuff. That is from the nine tribes of the coast. I borrowed my music from those nine tribes of the coast.
By James Gogo and the band Gogo Simo. Ngoma literally means the drum, which is the driving rhythm of the music from the coast of Kenya. The artists on the album are Afro Simba, Juma Tutu and James Gogo. These are all contemporary artists who combine coastal influences and modern styles of music. The album also features Joseph Ngala, who's a real veteran of the Kenya music scene. He's been in the music business since the 1960s and is known as the father of a style of music called Bango, which combines modern rhythms with traditional coastal music. James Gogo explains why it's such an honor to work with an icon like Joseph Ngala.
I grew up in Mombasa, you know, and Zengala is like a father to us. I grew up listening to Bango. It's just great to share the same stage with him.
Zengala is he has made us. I'm following the footsteps. You say you're following footsteps of someone. And that is the guy we have been looking for. until now, we have music which now we say even him was like, yeah, my products.
Safari, nambie pole basi kipenzi nione raha moyoni. Siku nyingi hatujaonana, ndio nikafunga safari ili nikuone maridhia, uelewe yangu nia. Nilichojia nitakwambia, nataka tuishi wawili, uwe wangu mtu wa maisha ni nione raha moyoni.
Joseph Ngala and the Bango Sounds with a song that appears on the compilation album featuring various artists from the Kenyan coast. Wonderful rhythms. That's just about it from me, BLOG, for Music Time in Africa. And then I'll hand you right back to Heather Maxwell.
Thank you, Bill. Here's MT, nominee for Best Male Artist and Best African Hip Hop Southern Africa with We Up.
From the village life to the township, from the township to the city life, we about to move to the perbs on these niggas.
Check. Uya kumbula mgani wami besatela panzi manje basi kelumona cause we up petty cup then we up Basasi delumona, cause we up, petty cup, so we up, Basasi delumona.
How you like me now? I see you biting now, lames wanna fight me now, let's get it, Freddy, I'm down. Touch on my chance, you kidding me? When everyone saying they feeling me, there's no way I'll let you belittle me. No. I don't play in no little league. No. Wake up and realize that I'm really nice, and I kill the mic trying to do it right from my crew tonight. This pussy Sprite, now we'll sweetie pie, ice sugar. You a fake ass, you a hating ass, got no life, ice sugar. Trying to gate crash, where your gate pass? Why you so loud, money?
Tell me now, yazibuza na. Kanti sense ni na. Kafunu ponu mto mnyama ea pambili. Mto mnyama kafunu ponu mto mnyama ea pefuru. Uya kumbula mgani wami besta kela panzi manje basi kelumona cause we up petty cup. Basazi delumona, cause we up, petty cup, so we up, basazi delumona.
Koku moya baba breathe, I'm about to release, I'm just trying to get the key, take the baby mama overseas, save money for my son's fees, been in the studio for some weeks, I took a walk and I got me some sneeze, so what a life, I want a G.
I know I ain't never had it easy. Now I got some strangers trying to reach me. Been through it all, there ain't nothing you can teach me. These voluntary bitches trying to please me. Bitches were never around. Look now I'm holding it down. I'm probably running this town. Haters ain't making a sound. Yeah, see, Nyama e a besu. Uya kumbula mgani wami besta tela panzi manje basi kelumona cause we up petty cup then we up basasi kelumona cause we up petty cup so we up.
Basasi delumona.
right. Hey, everybody, that was We Up by MT. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And this is the song of the week.
Joining me now is Kwame Ofori.
Hey, 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 Heather.
How are you?
Doing great.
Good. So, song of the week this week, it's this amazing hot trio from Nigeria.
Okay.
The title of the song is Bogambon.
Hey, that sounds very, very Igbo.
Yeah, you're right. So, as you know, the artist, the main one is Flavor.
Yes.
And then he has two feature artists with him, Fino and Zorro.
Okay.
So I absolutely love this song. What do you think about it?
Well, I watched the video and I listened to it and it was great. It was great. I like the whole portrayal of tradition in the Igbo tradition, Igbo Kwenu. Yeah, I loved it very much with the old meeting the new and the masquerade and everything.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Very, very, very beautiful.
So let's just listen to it.
Let's jump right into it.
Song of the week.
Rest in peace, I'm local. All I need is good choco, can you be to come to? First class in the movie, one nigga go see a sambodo. I can a quack and a bum bum, open like a hello, I come. When a man on a tea follow, man, you so cono, bunk and no bika. You tell you what's a lipon bika, waga book a King Kong dika. If flavor, why my malay cigar book on a coupon, nigga kill a song, I can a penny for till it down. Me, my rabba, hip him, take him, the wet till he feel a mongo.
Okay, rolling up on the last song of the hour, I bring you the fabulous Kibrom Birhani. Kibrom is also an Afroman nominee this year in three categories. Best Male Artiste in Eastern Africa, Best Artiste in African Jazz, and Best Artiste or Group in African Traditional. This is Ikista featuring Nasambu Barasa. Yeah.
That was Kibrom Birhane from Ethiopia closing us out in this edition of Music Time in Africa. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Special thanks to all of you who contributed to today's program, Abidemi Dairo, Bill Odidi and his guests, Kombo Chokwe and James Gogo, fan mail contributors, Ibrahim Bukar and Amazin, DJ Sa for the opening music, and finally, Kwame Ofori. We're live Saturday and Sunday at 15 and 2000 UTC. We are also on shortwave radio Friday at 0900 UTC, and again on Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. And you can also find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay blessed.